You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. The trailer for The Eternals had dropped yesterday, and it looks really good. From the CGI to the plot, which we kind of know about, to look what looks like the character arcs and development within the film between the Eternals and the Deviants and the Celestials, which CGI just looks amazing. It looks good. It looks intriguing. At first, I did not really care for this Marvel film. I thought, I'll see it, but I'm not really interested in it because it's Marvel, so I'll trust them. But now, this looks like it will be pretty good. Unexpectedly pretty good. It actually, too, based off the final trailer, looks like this is how they're going to introduce mutants. Or, you know, X-Men, if you will. And I'm eager to see, like, the post-credit scene for this movie. And how they end it off. Because Thanos was he had a deviant gene in him. And in the final trailer for The Eternals, we see, it looks like the same Celestial that we saw from Guardians of the Galaxy 1. And it was, like, sitting in a chair or something. But it honestly looked more menacing in this trailer than it did in the Guardians of the Galaxy, the first movie, during the scene with the Collector. It looks way more menacing, and in fact actually looked evil, but it looks like that thing. I was like, oh hell no. But it looks like, based off of what they're describing, what happened with the Infinity snap, it's gonna do something that, and this is just theory, because it always seems to be different when the movie actually comes out, but it looks like something happened in the Infinity Snap that's actually going to cause the mutants to become a thing. And then I believe here's my theory. Some of, if not all, of the Eternals and the Deviants will, like, die, or, like, one will sacrifice themselves to save, like, humanity or whatever from something happening, and that's gonna cause, like, almost like a shockwave around the world, which will then cause the birth of mutants and the mutant gene, or, like, the X gene, which, when I think about that out loud, it actually sounds more practical of, like, what they're gonna do and how they're gonna introduce mutants. The combination of Infinity Stones, celestial energy, and quantum energy combined will mutate human beings. That's just my theory. Because when you think about Scarlet Witch, she was a Nexus being. And if you look at what happened with Spectrum or Photon, Monica Rambeau, Scarlet Witch got her powers from an Infinity Stone, but she was also wielding magic. And then she was, like, manipulating reality. And it looks like all these different conglomerates of radiation and energy piled on top of each other then caused Monica's body to mutate, and then she got powers. And thus, she also went through the field 3 times. So when you look at that on the scale of what I was saying earlier, quantum energy, Infinity Stone energy, and celestial energy, boom, you have yourself mutated humans and humans with powers. But so far, The Eternals looks great. Final trailer made me want to go see it. And I can't wait for that Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. If you enjoyed this episode, or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.